And finally, we end today's program with a segment we call In Your Ear. That's where we ask people about the music that inspires them. Earlier this week, we spoke with director Chris Ayer about the new PBS documentary series, We Shall Remain, which explores American history from a Native American perspective. Today, we'll hear what music is catching Ayer's ear.
The three songs I'm listening to currently, two old and one new, are Bone Days, which is the album by John Trudell, and the song is Crazy Horse. It's about the Oglala Lakota chief Crazy Horse that was killed in 1877 at Fort Robinson in Nebraska. And it's a tribute song to Crazy Horse and the fact that Crazy Horse never had his picture taken and that he never came into the reservation.
Crazy Horse, we hear what you say. One earth, one mother. One does not sell the earth, the people walk upon. We are the land. How do we sell our mother? How do we sell the stars? How do we sell the air? Crazy Horse, we hear what you say.
It's a beautiful, haunting song about a man, a Native American man, that is an enigma even today. I'm listening to Annie Humphrey from the album The Heron Smiled, and the song is I Can Hear You.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
She's a Native American singer-songwriter, and she sings of a loss in which somebody comes to her in her dreams, and it's a spirit that she connects with.
The sun will soon fade the moon.
And of course, Neil Young, one of my favorites. I can't believe in the song Cortez the Killer, he plays for about 10 minutes and sings for 10 minutes. And I think it's just a cool, cool song, somewhat like Hey, Hey, My, My with a big rock and roll sound to it.
He came dancing across the water with his galleons and guns, looking for the song.
That was director Chris Ayer, who is, by the way, Cheyenne Arapaho, telling us what's playing in his ear. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
With the secrets of